The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Life can make your head hurt, but chances are hers hurts worse. It's another example of Mother Nature throwing women a curveball and nailing them right between the eyes. And while it might not have the cure yet, science at least has a rationale for why the female migraine kicks butt. Sisters won't be surprised either to find out that part of the puzzle involves a protein in the brain that's affected by fluctuating estrogen levels. Researcher Emily Galloway has presented new findings about the relationship between the NHE1 protein and the mother of migraines. This protein is like a regulator that controls the amount of protons and sodium ions which flow across the membranes that separate incoming blood from the brain. When estrogen levels are in flux, the NHE1 protein levels can be too low, cutting off the flow of protons and sodium to the brain, which can lead to a major hurt for your head. And since the proteins and sodium are having trouble crossing the membranes, so are the Advils, Tylenols, or any painkiller of your choosing, so they don't work either. 1 in 10 people suffer from migraines, making it the third most common malady in the world. 75% of those sufferers are women. But Galloway is encouraged by her findings. Knowledge gained from this work could lead to relief for millions who may respond better to specific therapies, she concludes. Oh, by the way, your man cold is worse than women's, if any dudes are feeling guilty about getting off easy in the migraine department. According to Canadian research, that's because men have weaker immune systems than women, and they face a higher risk of developing respiratory illness. Remember, pneumonia has long been called the old man's friend. Yes, sir, and women live longer, too, despite the killer migraines. Not feeling too burly and strong now, are you, buddy? Me neither. My name's Cal Cote, and this is brand new, but a glowing tribute to the origins of flamenco. From Mexico City, it's El Javi, from a release called El Refugio, a Gypsy Journey Part 2. Certainly an homage to Paco de Lucía. Take a listen to Recuerdo a Paco, I Remember Paco, from World Beat Canada. Thank you.
casa cheia de mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Sambar é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Eu nasci com o samba e no samba me criei. Do danado do samba nunca me separei. Eu nasci com o samba e no samba me criei. E do danado do samba nunca me separei. O samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. O samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Não gosta de samba, bom sujeito não é. Oh, é ruim da cabeça, oh, doente do pé. Quem não gosta de samba, bom sujeito não é. Oh, é ruim da cabeça, oh, doente do pé. Deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Sur le rythme commence à sentir vivre leurs pieds. En entendant la samba, même les rabat-joie vont danser car la samba ne leur laisse pas le choix. O samba da minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole.
Taste the honest authenticity. Leo, or just Leo, if you prefer, an actress and songstress from Brazil. Her new album is Caimani. And that was Samba de Minha Terra, or the Samba of My Land, El Javi, before that with Recuerdo a Paco, a tribute to Paco de Lucia. Here is Lemon Bucket Orchestra with Buckets of Influence from Eastern Europe, a Canadian band from their new album, If I Had the Strength. If I didn't have this flawed immune system. It's Goodbye from World Beat Canada.
Прощай, сердечное страдание, тоскует сердце, ноет грудь. Ты уезжаешь, меня бросаешь, ах, Бог с тобой, счастливый путь. Ты уезжаешь, меня бросаешь, ах, Бог с тобой, счастливый путь. Друзей твоих я не увижу, и не увижу я больше тебя. Твой голос нежный я не услышу, не долетит он до меня. Твой голос нежный я не услышу, не долетит он до меня.
the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
Lemon Bucket Orchestra, that'll knock the wind out of you. Check out feats of great human strength, like caber hurling at the BC Highland Games and Scottish Festival. That's June 15th and 16th. You can win a full kilt package worth $1,200. Patricia Fraser from Celt in a Twist will be introducing Blackthorn on June the 16th. It all happens at Percy Perry Stadium, which is at Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way in Coquitlam. It's a really easy by SkyTrain, the new Evergreen Line. Tickets at bchighlandgames.com. June 28th, the North Shore Jazz Series as part of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival presents David Hidalgo and Mark Ribot together on the same bill. That should be a great show. The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival 2018 kicks off on Friday, June 22nd and runs right through Canada Day. I'll be on stages for 8 days straight, and I hope you join me there. Keep listening for updates and check in with coastaljazz.ca. June 20th through June 24th, it's Victoria Ska Reggae Festival and some mighty, mighty great bands like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. Check out skafest.ca for more details. And June 21st, it is 40 years celebrating the music of culture with Kenyatta Hill filling in for the late Joseph Hill. Special guest Boom Daddy, that's at the Venue Nightclub in Vancouver on Granville Street. That is a mellow presentation. Victoria's Astrocolor are back for a third round with Astrocolor 3. And we're going to hear A Light Goes Out featuring Cuba Ohms. That's standing by on this episode of World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Cote. Thanks for being here.
The end. This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita wants her world beat from World Beat Canada. Canada. Canada.
Supporting freedom of speech, freedom of the press, essential elements in any democracy. You can't build a skyscraper out of plasticine, and you can't build a just civilization out of ignorance and lies.
Oye bien, todo puede ser. La vida te da una vuelta y te pasa la cuenta. La mentira se llama poder. El mundo es de una secta, vive una guerra cruenta. Y la prensa te puede joder con gobiernos a la venta y con la rienda suelta. La noticia solo deja ver que la verdad no cuenta si no es fraudulenta. Mira pa'lante, camina.
Advocating, presenting a unified Latina front, that is Frente Latina, or Front Latina. That is Cerezinho from Quito, Ecuador, and his new album, Mama Funny Day. Time for your touch of the familiar from The Lost Fingers, a group devoted to the music of Django Reinhardt, or at least his style. The musical choices tend to run a little bit more modern than his music. For instance, a group that I don't think really made it stateside, but were big here in Canada, especially on the dance floor. They're called Men Without Hats. And their biggest track was something called Safety Dance. Check it out. It is the Lost Fingers doing Safety Dance in a Django style from World Beat Canada.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go where we want to, the night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise him with a victory cry. I say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. I say, we can dance,
we can dance.
Everything's out of control. We can dance,
we can dance.
We're doing it from wall to wall. We can dance,
we can dance.
Everybody look at your hands. We can dance,
we can dance.
Everybody's taking a chance. Unsafe to dance. Is it safe to dance? Is it safe to dance? Is it safe to dance? We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can dance,
we can dance.
Everything's out of control. We can dance,
we can dance.
We're doing it from wall to wall. We can dance,
we can dance.
Everybody look at your hands. We can dance,
we can dance.
Everybody's taking a chance. Unsafe to dance. Is it safe to dance? 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 Is it safe to dance?
No da para, no para, no para, no para, no para, no para, no.
Reggaeton and all kinds of cool stuff mixed up in there by La Dame Blanche. She was born in Cuba to the trombone player for the Buena Vista Social Club, Jesus Ramos. She studied in Paris and she has just released a new album that was No Da Para Na. Back with one of our all-time favorites from Mali's blind couple, Amadou and Miriam. It's from their seventh album with a special appearance by Jake Shears of the Scissors Sisters. It's Metamia, and it's in the mix next on World Beat Canada. Stick around, I'm Cal Cote.
Nobody's gonna sleep tonight.
Wobble, moose, don't I know?
Every night.
super cool and a little outside. That is Sonantes from São Paulo, Brazil, a super group bringing us Defenestrando. We also heard Amadou and Miriam and Metamia. You can enjoy these guys for free at David Lamb Park as part of the second weekend festivities of the TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival. They have a new album out. It's called Still Burning, and it smokes. It's Camaro 67, but that's not funk, from World Beat Canada.
Driving the beat home on World Beat Canada.
Lights, the sun.
Another Canadian duo, this time Memphis, and that one's got the summer of 18 written all over it, even though it comes from a couple of years ago. It's really dreamy, and I really enjoy spinning it for you. It's the Apocalypse Pop Song. Bollywood meets the Spaghetti Western in New York City. Bombay Ricky is back with another eclectic album called Electric Bhairavi, and we're going to hear the title track next. This is World Beat Canada, and more new music for you is straight ahead. I'm Cal Cote.
Thank you.
Stretching It Out. That is epic. From Bombay Ricky and Electric Bhairavi. That is the title of their second and brand new album. You heard it here first on World Beat Canada. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Both are available to you as a free download at the iTunes store. If you choose to join us that way, please make sure you write us a brief review, and that'll help move us up through the ranks on that massive iTunes podcast page. Or you can do better than that. Just start at our homepage. We've got a new feature up, which is our interview feature. We've got the Jeff Stott interview that we did recently. It's up there for you to listen to. New album reviews and album covers of the week, which is kind of cool as well. It's worldbeatcanada.com. Start there. You won't be disappointed. Your one-stop shop for all things contemporary global music. Andrew McPherson is the mastermind behind the Echo Deck project, one of our favorite global Tronica innovators. And he's also getting into the chill electronic kind of vibe as well. He's just released a second album under the Pepper Moth project name. It's called Glimmer Tree, and it's on one of our favorites, the Six Degrees Music label. Our congratulations to Andrew McPherson, another Canadian talent made good from Guelph, Ontario. We're going to hear Tidal on the way out. The world is kind of bummed out after losing one of the great global explorers and storytellers and foodies, Anthony Bourdain. So we'll give him the last word. He said, "Barbecue may not be the road to peace, but it's a start." Copyright Communications.